What up, everybody? How's it going? This is a special kind of bonus episode of the Unknown Games podcast with myself and Ehe. You know, we all about the One Piece. The One Piece. This episode, we're gonna be talking about. We're just straight up just spoiler review. It don't even everything. Me and Ehe both watched the live action One Piece on Netflix, the adaptation, and we're gonna let you know our thoughts on it, and hopefully you walk away feeling either you agree with us or you want to slay us. I don't know, one of the two. Hopefully you'll agree with us. I think we both had good thoughts on it.
I mean, 84 countries agree with us that it was good.
Yeah. 84 so, 84 countries are in our camp.
I'm not saying it's good, but you know, 84 countries say it's the top 10 show. Like, I'm not gonna say it's the greatest show of all time, but 84 countries do think it's the greatest show of all time. So.
Greatest anime, greatest manga, greatest show, baby. Top three.
We just need the game and we're complete. If only the game, I got more attention than World Seeker. I think we should be good.
There we go. So we're gonna break it down, and I think we'll try to go in terms of like episodes and just our initial opinions and just kind of maybe our initial thoughts, and then we'll break it down by episodes, and then we'll talk about some things we didn't like and maybe some of our favorite things. So we ain't gonna hold y'all. Let's go and get into it. So
you did watch all the thing. I thought you said you're gonna wait until you watch your show friend, but you already did.
No. So I am watching. I watched two episodes a day. Yeah, I somehow held back. I watched two episodes a day over the weekend and finished it. And then friend, we'll start tomorrow, and I'm going to actually watch in Japanese while he watches in English.
Okay.
Yeah. So I watched in English, but I did watch a number of scenes in Japanese. I went back and rewatched.
I also did that.
It hits so different, man. It's like,
so different.
I watched
the Mihawk and Zoro fight in Japanese. I went back to it and I was like, oh my god. Okay.
So
I just can't say anything about it.
I mean, I don't know. Where do we want to start? Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start?
This has been like a great week for a One Piece fan. The new manga chapter I just dropped. The new One Piece anime episode also was. It was. I'm not gonna lie. It was really great. The fight scene was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's probably like top three, like the best One Piece episode of all time, because the way the fight was animated and choreographed, it was so insane that you need to watch it when you catch up to it.
I'm slowly rolling up there.
Also, you know, One Piece live action drop, although we gotta talk about that. I was about to go to the premiere that day. There was a premiere in Indonesia. August 30th, I think.
And they had August 30th. Yeah, was it 31st in Japan? There were a number of them.
World, I think. There was one in France, America. The LA one, Oda Sensei was there. He was there.
People know what he looks like? Nobody knew, bro.
They did post a picture with Oda Sensei looking at the people, the crowd. He was standing on the side.
How did you find out? Because I saw the tweet about it, but I couldn't find out any information about like how to actually go to it. It was just a tweet.
There was a Netflix tweet. The Netflix tweeted this out. Live Action Netflix account tweeted out the date and location. And I know where the location is in Indonesia. And I was like probably like 30 minutes away, but I didn't end up going because I was busy that day. And I ended up regretting not going because I won the Straw Hat so much. they give out a special Straw Hat for free. and I want that.
That priceless memorabilia, like merch, yeah. Man.
They
show
up the first two episodes, I think.
Okay, and yeah. I'm gonna, yeah, keep going because I want to interrupt. Keep it going, man. Keep going.
No, I didn't watch it there, you know, because I didn't end up going. But yeah, they show up. They shown the first two episodes, and I think that's it for the premiere show.
Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, like, leading up to this, I was watching. I've never retweeted this much promo stuff from Netflix in my life. I'm over here tweeting every other day about, like, oh, here's some stuff with the cast. Oh, here's some behind-the-scenes stuff. And, like, we saw...
Yeah, same. I do that, too.
Yeah, like, we saw they had good chemistry. And I was always... I'm not going to lie. I was always worried about McKinney because, like, you know, he's of... I think of all the cast, he has the most star power, quote-quote. You know, like, oh, he's... Definitely. Like, people know him. People
he's
know
like
him.
He's, like, the most famous one in the entire crew, I think. Yeah. Like, the entire Straw Hat crew.
Yeah, yeah, and because everyone else is, I don't want to say the no names, but they're just they're around.
Yeah, they're not they're around. Like I never heard of Inaki Godoy before, and
he was in one Netflix series.
I think
before
Usopp,
I watched
Usopp yeah. IMDb page doesn't even have a picture. So yeah, that's how you know that like,
that's how
all
you
of
know.
Them are like, yeah, that's how you know like all of them are not you know like big star.
Yeah, yeah.
Because after this, they gotta be big star.
Oh, after this,
like, look at this 84 country.
After this, like they can't go anywhere without people not knowing who they are. They're probably like, man, can we get more royalties? Hold on now, can we adjust our bounties? Netflix, we need to go higher.
Yeah, we need to go higher.
But yeah, so it's you know the cast chemistry was great. We already saw. We've talked about this before. The sets that they built, the sets, and we saw those. They looked amazing. The CG from when we saw some of the trailers, we're like, "Dang, bro, this looking like, whoo, this is good." And I mean, when I started the first episode, I gotta say, like one summed up thing about this show is. Every time someone came on the screen, I knew who they were. I'm talking about the people who were just like mob people in the manga, mob people in the anime, people who you just like, oh yeah, this person. And they all looked exactly like I thought they would look. And I never imagined them looking any way in real life, but they all like, they hit it. They nailed it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They nailed it. You know that fudge. They took like manga, they read the manga and see like the mob character there because the mob character in One Piece have like unique design, like all of them
yeah,
like the mob character, all of them are, and most like all of them are accurate. I think there was, one in like Alfida ship, the dude who have like horn for his head, I like people were treating with Abyss and people find the manga chapter that dude was in, and he was actually there. Like Alfida crew is, all of them is in the manga. It's that kind of stuff.
That,
is that little thing,
and like even like Mary, fucking Mary, like he has like it's in the trailer. I'm gonna go back and just pause it in Sirit Village, but a guy who has sheep hair, whatever you want to call. whatever the weirdness of Oda Sensei's world is, but people have, you know. Very strange characteristics sometimes. He looked natural. And I don't know why a guy with, you know, a sheep's fur on his head and little rams.
Yeah, no one was questioning it.
So, I mean, like,
also, Garp showing up with his, like, a dog hat. And nobody was, like, saying anything about it.
Garp with the dog hat.
Insane. There was a marine hero. The strongest marino of all time.
And I mean, we knew he couldn't be Garp from the manga. Like, and I think that's the thing is, this is the number one thing that I think if you are a One Piece fan and you have nitpicks, I understand where you might be coming from. Like Garp, yes, Garp is much larger. Garp is a much bigger being. But look, ain't nobody that big in real life. But they did some things that I thought were very that touched me.
I think that's what they wanted to do. It like this feels much grounded, but they still feel like One Piece, you know, like
exactly.
Garp, like all of them.
Yeah. And there's even the point where I was like, okay, I know Luffy, right? Luffy, and it took me four episodes to get Luffy in the live action, like to really understand him, because it was, you know, for us, and I think this comes from different perspectives, right? Us, we've been looking at the anime for 15 years.
Yeah.
So like Luffy's voice, you know, is homegirl. Like it's always, that's Luffy's laugh. That's Luffy's, like when he's serious, he's got that tone and everything. And then when you hear it in English, like I knew, because I like the actor, and I'm like, okay, I know this is him playing Luffy, and I just have to give it time to like sink into my head, like this is that Luffy. And I have nothing against
him. If you are like a One Piece fan, or like a long time One Piece fan, I feel like it took you like much longer than like people who are new to One Piece.
Yeah,
they didn't have to adjust to it, because like, oh, that's our Luffy right there, the live action one. You don't know this dude yet, and okay, this is Luffy, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For us, it's like what we imagine as Luffy and what we think Luffy sounds like. It took us to sometimes to adjust to it.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah.
But I didn't. It didn't take me long to adjust to this live version of One Piece version of Luffy. It took me on the second episode when his backstory was revealed. Mm-hmm, I was like, okay, I got it. Okay,
I gotta give props to all the kid actors in this darn thing, man. All the kids threw down, bro. I was like, because the thing was, is that, you know, Luffy's kid actor, Zoro's kid actor, Nami's kid actor, even like Fudge, Usopp's kid, everyone. I was waiting for the bone riddled Sanji to come up. I was like, how are they gonna show this kid as bone riddled Sanji and Zeff? But I mean, like, it was just one of those things where you just go, I don't know how they did it so perfectly. But if you have to look at this from different angles, like the look and feel of the world is 100% accurate.
One Piece, you
know? Fudge.
100% One Piece.
100%, man. 100%.
All right, how do we want to do this? Do we want to break down from episode one? What are we doing here?
Yeah, let's break down the episodes. So let me go find episode one really quick, or the titles. One Piece episode titles, Netflix. Next, okay. So first one up is Romance Dawn, which course is the first part of the manga, with a few changes in it. A few adjustments. And that's just made to where they can get the crew together much sooner. I don't think the bar scene was in there, right? Where Nami was that?
The bar scene in the anime? No, I don't think the bar scene is in the anime, because like before Zoro met Luffy, he was already captured. And in the live action version, Zoro was captured in front of, not captured, Zoro was took in to the Marine HQ.
Yeah, because like Luffy comes across him like, what are you doing over here, bro? because for me, I had the thing where I ate a big, I was hyped, so I ate a big lunch and I went into it and I fell asleep. I know.
Oh, no.
I fell asleep around the 45 minute mark. It was a long episode. And I think this is the one thing, I don't know if people kind of can get past it, but I literally describe early Luffy, and maybe through most of this, a good chunk of it is Naruto. This man is going around saying Databayo, believe it. I'm the king of the pirates. I'm gonna be for a long time. That's all he really says, is like, I'm gonna be the king of the pirates. I'm like, okay, Luffy, I'm having a hard time with you, but I love you and all, but come on now.
I mean, that's what's great about One Piece, right? Like, Luffy also, like, grew up alongside us too, like, while we're watching how he matured up. Because, like, pre-timeship Luffy was, like, a goofy kid who just running around and trying to find the One Piece.
Yeah.
That before reality hits him. I feel like Inaki captured that perfectly in this season.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to say, like, the cast, the surrounding, his crew members, you know, because, like, when I started it, I'm a huge Luffy fan. That's Luffy and Nico Robin. And, no, she ain't there yet. But when she get there, whoo-wee! Oh, whoo! You know, the girl who plays Nami, Zoro, I never cared as much for Zoro's backstory as I did in this. This thing, like, Zoro held it together for me a lot because there was just something about the action scenes in the first episode too. It's the fact that they're all doing their stunts, or they do have stunt people coming in as well. But you know, for the most part, they're doing a good chunk of their own stunts, and the direction is to where, like, okay, we got the real sets here, and everyone, we even had the combo attack from Luffy and Zoro at the end of it. And I was just like, and Nami just doing the bow staff stuff really well. And I'm like, yo, this is awesome. Like, holy crap.
Also, I think, like, the Zoro depiction of using the three sword style kind of makes sense in the live action, because, like, you're like, of course you cannot do it. Like, you cannot attack people with your mouth. Like,
with your mouth.
But he held the sword and, held it against, what's his name? Captain Morgan's neck. So, yeah, like, his neck. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And I thought that was, because I was like, all right, how are they going to make, because I don't think we saw much footage of him, like, with the sword in his mouth. I'm like, all right, how's his man going to stick this sword in his mouth? Oh, shit, he stuck the sword in his mouth. Okay, okay. And he was actually running with it, too. Like, I'm like, okay. And that payoff with the Mihawk.
When the iconic Zoro Durek come out.
When it came out. Like,
oh, shit. The demon right there.
The demon came out. And I love how, like, you know, they just kept, like, the kind of small banter. It's not the same as, like, the actual, well, I can't say the actual Straw Hats, but the Japanese voice cast.
The actual Straw Hat is, like, you know, like, Nami hit him. Like, like, those kind of banter. I wonder if they're gonna have that in the later season. I would like if they had it.
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna build up to it. Because now that we got the crew together at the end of it.
But also, do you think, like, Nami in this version are more like brave, and, like, you know, she, like, I'm gonna beat people up, and Nami kinda does that in the anime until much later on. Until, like, Alabasta, right?
Until Alabasta. Until,
like, okay, I need to fight, too.
Well, remember, I don't remember Nami being there. I think Nami was on a...
No, in live action in general, do you feel like in the live action version, Nami is, like, more, you know, courageous, more, like,
more
brave,
courageous and everything?
She's, like, even on the episode 2, she said, we're gonna kick some clown ass or something. I feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she has a little
She's more into fighting now.
Yeah, she has a little bit more initiative on it. And she doesn't... Yeah, because, you know, Nami early on, she doesn't have much, like you said, until...
Yeah,
and
it's until actually Alabasta very, and said, okay, I'm going to fight too. I'm not going to just stick around. I'm going to fight this other chick.
Like, yeah, because we're kind of skipping a little bit here, but I will say... It's going to be interesting how they balance everybody, because as for us, we know everyone doesn't turn up every time.
Yeah.
Like straight up next. Okay. So for Alabaster, everyone does have a team up turn up. Everyone's fighting in pairs essentially for the longest time. But for people, if you're trying to see if Usopp is your favorite character, you like, oh man, I love Usopp. You better wait till you got a long time to wait. You got to wait till Water 7. For a real Usopp arc, you know what I mean? You gotta wait if that's the case. But anyways, back to episode 1. I thought it was all right. Like I said, it took me a while because it's kind of slow. But we did have Kobe.
I was smiling the whole time.
It was good. Kobe
just kinda had it.
Yo, Harry Potter Kobe. he was good. He's good. I like
also,
him.
Like, shout out Hal Maple's actor. I feel like don't know, he make Helmeppo so likable in this live action version. I like Helmeppo.
He did. He totally did. By the end, I'm like, okay, I didn't see myself liking this character.
Yeah, I like that Helmeppo in this live action.
Oh man, but yeah, I think that's the thing is like. We saw Kobe and we saw, you know, all the different crews and I don't know. I just thought it was good. It didn't really have a lot for me because it kind of moved slow for a little bit. It is a longer episode. That's like an hour and 10 minutes, I guess. Yeah. But then we go to episode 2 with Buggy.
Yeah. Oh, Buggy was this at the end of episode 1. It's like Thanos. Like Buggy's there.
Buggy, I was like... I gotta say, this was my least favorite episode.
This is your least favorite? I think this Buggy was great, too.
I don't know. I guess because, like, I was watching and I'm just like... I kind of remember Buggy being a little bit more like, upbeat a little bit. You know? I felt like this was Joker Buggy. He's not the Joker, but he's just kind of, like, a little kinda darker.
Yeah. I do like Buggy being, like, more menacing, though. That's kind of like, oh, my... Okay. This is take a different direction from the anime, but I do like it. I still like it. Buggy is menacing.
They did a good job on the Bada Bada fruit, like his chop chop fruit and everything. That was good. And then it was just, I guess, because the whole episode is just them really focusing on. They're captured. They're just captured. Yeah. There's not much to do outside of the backstory. And, I mean, what did you think about the backstory? Because that had a little bit of a change, if I remember correctly. Because I think the change was how... So, Shanks' arm gets bitten off, of course. But there was something I remember, and I didn't go back to watch. But something was different.
Shanks wasn't on the boat when he saved Luffy.
He was in the water, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in the water. Yeah. But I do think, like, being on a boat made more sense. I'm just the sea.
I was just like, something was different here, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was. But it was nice.
When Shanks' crew turned up, I mean, oh my god,
that was nice. Yo, Shanks'
that
crew
was nice. Yasop. Oh, Yasop. That's my goat right there.
Now, no, you know what happened when I saw Yasop? I was like, oh yeah, Usopp, not Usopp, but Ehe was right. He was up in here all the time. that One Piece film red moment came back to me like, oh yeah, bro, Trix, he was there the whole time, bro. But I think, I don't know if they, like, for me, all this stuff was, you know, 15-something years ago. I was like in middle school when I was watching this stuff, so... Some things I'm just like, I don't remember if this was the way completely it
also,
was.
Also, like, you know, the bar and the whole, like, island looks different, but... I don't know. It was... It made looks like a good change, I feel.
It's completely different because it was an enclosed, like, normal... bar. Almost like Western kind of style. Like, it was wooden. It was wooden.
It's something you will see in a Pirate of Caribbean.
Yeah. I think most of the environments... in One Piece are like that, even though they're on islands.
Yeah.
That was a welcome change. And homegirl with green hair, what's her name? Coco?
Makino.
Makino, she was cool too. She was there. I was like, oh. And that was a cool thing too. Like, kudos to like the set, like not the set designer, but the costume casting director.
Yeah,
they made every person with colored hair, including black people with color. I'm like, bro, we about to see some black folks walking
so
around with blue hair now.
Because like live action version, live action stuff doesn't have like bright color, but One Piece just like, okay, fuck it, we're gonna have all the people who have bright color have bright color.
They have
Shanks. Shanks' hair looks natural, which is insane because he have red hair. So like, yeah,
it's like they made sure that all of their colors, like they're not like super bright colored or anything. They're kind of toned down.
They're toned down. Yeah.
Yeah, but it works. It definitely
works.
Make
it natural.
I feel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was episode two, and it was all right for me. I thought that every time they have like good fight scenes, the fight scenes throughout the entire series are amazing. Yeah, episode two was just all right. But
we haven't talked about like how Luffy used his power in this live action when he hit that bazooka, like, okay, that looks good. I'm like the pistol, bazooka, whip was great in the first episode.
That is true. I think, yeah, pistol, whip, just him stretching in general throughout the entire season.
Oh, when he pulled his mouth, when he showed he ate the gomu gomu fruit.
Yeah, I've been looking at that gif for a while today. And I'm just like, yo, I got this on screen right now. But yes, they like we said, they did an amazing job with the CG, blending it all. And like, it just feels, I like the sound effect too, when he stretches out. Yeah. Like, I felt like that's like the sound. Because in the anime, it's like this, like a... It's like a, like you're going through a space tube being teleported or something.
Also, I like the CGI for the Sea King. I feel like during the whole season, I feel like that's the best. I was like, goddamn.
Between
with the seawater dripping down. Like,
but between the Sea King and the pelican, the delivery pelicans.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a real pelican.
Is it a real? I don't know. Was it real? I don't know. I actually don't think so. Uffer looks so real too. I'm like, are you real, little guy? Did they just put like a little thing on you? I don't think there was any issues I had with stretching, except for like one scene where they kind of cut out. It was like he was stretching and he did the punch, but the camera cut like a little too soon or something.
Is it the Alvito one?
Yeah, it's not the Al. It might have been the Alvito one.
Is it pistol? Because that's where they cut it the first time, I think.
It might be pistol. Because, like, towards when it gets longer, or not longer, but towards the end, you could tell it probably took up a lot of money in the budget, too, to make it look good. Because, boy, when we get to that Arlong Gatlin, I was like, please let the Gatlin rock. So then we move to episode three, which we finally get into Usopp's arc in Syrup Island. Tell No Tales. There we go.
Boyhood Proud Wolf. This was supposed to be like Dead Man Tell No Tales, but you know they just shortened it to Tell No Tales.
This is for me where it really kicked in. This is like when started to like really enjoy it. More.
I do feel like this. Arc, this like two episode was the weakest one in the season, but I do still like it because like the change for the Syrup Island arc, I like it better here than the anime and the manga. I swear to God, yeah.
I barely remember the anime version. Like I remember
the anime version was kind of boring. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like Syrup arc during the whole East Buu saga was the weakest one for me. But because of this change, I do like it here. I really like it.
It's good because this was the first time I think we had a human element of you could understand. You could like for me, you had Zoro's flashback to his childhood, and then you had like Usopp. Like Usopp for the first time felt really relatable. I mean, like I always think of Usopp as like, you know, he's kind of like the guy who's like buffing himself up, but he. This is the first time I'm like, there was a human story here. And I think that wasn't in the first two episodes for me as much because we were just trying to like get to know the characters. And But yeah, this was good. And they had a nice little vibe too, like a little horror vibe. And
oh, yeah, I do like that too because like the thriller aspect of it. Because instead of having like Kuro, like fighting them in the or waiting for like Kuro Pyra to invade, they are already in.
They're already in the
anime also does that too, but you know like when Kaya, Usopp, and Nami was locked up inside the mansion with Kuro Sham, and the other dude. I can't remember this dude at all.
They ain't worth remembering. Don't worry.
Yeah, but they look good too. Sham looks good.
They did. Yeah. Lie. Um, yeah. And it was like you said, like when they're being kind of hunted a little bit, was like a really cool.
Oh, Kuro was scary in this.
Yeah, he was actually. I was like, crazy butler man. I don't remember you being this creepy. But Kaya, she was. I gotta say, like, she nailed it. They got a really good actress for her. I don't know who the actress was, but
she looked like she's actually sick.
The makeup, poison. Bro. That was the makeup, bro. Did you have your daily poison for the day?
but she was still being poisoned every day.
And Usopp getting that kiss too. I was like, oh shit, Usopp. Alright, man.
I can't remember if like Usopp get a kiss in the anime, so I went back to watch it and like, okay, so live action Usopp do get it.
He do get it. Okay.
He do get it, yeah.
But you know the cool thing about this, and even at the very end, is what this kind of show reminded me of at the very end of One Piece when we get to it, probably 5 years from now, four, I don't know how many years, is I had almost forgotten all their dreams. Like, all this crazy stuff is going on, and I'm just like, I forgot Zoro made a promise to homegirl. I'm gonna be the number one swordsman, but it's for you as much as it is for me. You know what I mean? I had forgotten about that promise. I forgot. I was like, when they get to the end, Usopp's like, I want to be. I'm like, what the heck did Usopp even say he wanted to be? I know he didn't want to be the best sniper in the world.
He wanted to be the great warrior of the sea. That's why he wants to go to, what's it called? What's the giant island again?
Elbaf.
Yeah, Elbaf. He wants to go to Elbaf. Because, what in his vision that the giants are, like, the greatest warrior in the sea. So he wants to be like them. He wants to be them, you know?
Yeah.
So I do like when Zoro was stuck in the well, and then in the next episode we see Mihawk comparing Zoro to a frog. So like Zoro is like a frog stuck in the well, and then he climbed out of it. I'm like, damn, that's so good.
It was so good.
Yeah,
it was so good. And once again, we had a great fight scene. I think they tried to give one fight scene every other episode, and just kind of have, because you know the Kuro fight with Luffy. I think it was one of the weaker ones. Because
it doesn't take much, I think, because like
he's teleporting.
He's teleporting. And then Luffy grabs him and hit him with the gong bell. I forgot. The gong bell, because this episode is about like this episode starts with Usopp bringing the bell, and then, you know, Luffy hit the bell at the end. So yeah. What an insane episode.
It was
I do like Kuro Scott actor. He hit the, you know, when Kuro was fixing his glasses with his hand.
Every time he would put the glasses.
Yeah. Because he used to have like the claw. I mean, I feel like that's so good.
The anime
have that too. They do a great job.
I think this is also a point. I can't remember if the military showed up during
in
this.
In the anime, like, they didn't show up. They didn't have the Navy at all.
There is an element to the whole live action where they actually, and I knew what was happening. I was like, okay, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure the Navy doesn't, Garp specifically isn't over here
Kobe,
chasing.
Yeah, Kobe, Garp, and Helmeppo didn't show up.
They're not specifically chasing Luffy like this, but they have to keep the Navy relevant, because they're not relevant again until... Fudge.
Until like much more. And I
Marine,
mean, like,
it's a while.
Specific group is wild, especially Bogart. Do you know Bogart? Bogart doesn't do anything in 20 years, and he have like more line
more
in this 8 episodes.
I was trying to remember. I was like, this dude again.
he's supposed to be Garp right hand man, and he doesn't have like a line for like 20 years.
Just to give people context. We're really now into the point where Garp is throwing down. Well, I guess that kind of was X amount of weeks ago, but still, that's all I remember. I was like, "Oh, Garp throwing down? Shoo! Let me keep watching, so I can start to read."
And also how they get Going Merry. It's also was more different, because the Going Merry is already. Wait, I forgot. Does the Going Merry already exist before they?
I think it already exists. I can't remember if she had a. She probably had a shipyard, but I don't think they specifically got it from a shipyard. I just remember it being there.
Yeah,
and they just sailed away. on
it. Also, they kill off Mary. Oh my god, I didn't expect that at all.
Mary got murked, bro.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all.
He got murked. He got shanked.
When the crew get Mary and make their granny escape, and you know what's playing?
I was like, oh, I
almost teared up during that. I was like, oof.
But I think this time this is something special. We really start to see like Luffy be Luffy. Luffy sitting on top of the, you know, the helm, and just doing his standard. I'm gonna just sit up here and just chill. I think he even has a moment where he's just kind of like, I don't know if he does like the upside down thing. I feel like he did.
I wonder if he can do it in this life. I do want to see it.
I mean, he's got his hat on more than Luffy. I felt wore his hat sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
But I thought it was super sweet when Nami actually kind of sewed up the part of the hat for him after I guess Bucky had done the thing. I thought that was sweet. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh.
Also, like, this is like the biggest change from the anime and the manga, where Garp was confronting Luffy, and the crew find out about Garp being Luffy's granddad. Except for instead of like finding it out after post Ennis Lobby.
Okay.
Yeah. It was such a big change. I'm like, oh my god, they didn't even wait until Ennis Lobby. So I'm kind of curious what's gonna happen in Ennis Lobby.
We're seeing even more stuff in this that they're trying to kind of lay some seeds. I don't remember specifically if any member of Arlong's crew ever mentioned Jinbei. I don't remember.
I remember someone mentioning it, but I don't think it's Arlong because it was someone was asking who is the warlord, and they name like all of them like Jinbei. Jinbei was mentioned once, I think.
Yeah,
but I don't think specifically Arlong crew did it.
Yeah, and in the adaptation, like one of them just says, "Man, Jinbei, that sellout." They just call him a sellout. But I mean, like they're thinking very far ahead.
Very far ahead.
I'm like, bro, that's longer than Game of Thrones, and I don't know how long this show can go.
I mean,
we'll get to that.
Top one show in 84 countries. I feel like we're gonna get this like for a long time.
We'll talk about it, but this costing more than every episode, like each episode costing more than Game of Thrones. I don't know if Netflix can keep fronting.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Next up was the Baratier 5 and 6, Eat at Baratier and the Chef and the Chore Boy. These were great.
These were great.
These
also big difference too in this episode, these two episodes. But yeah, this was great. I love it. This feels like One Piece, you know?
Yeah, it actually felt, especially like when they're sitting around the table and Zoro's like, "You got any drink? Give me the drink, man. That's all I need." And then, you know, when Sanji came out and started talking differently to Nami, he was like, "So would you like this? I'll even put it on ice for you, girl. I'll do it."
I'll see the lady here.
I mean, you could feel the thirst for Nami in this whole arc, bro. You could feel the thirst. And it was just so good. And Luffy getting his milk.
Yeah. That was cute with Luffy asking for milk.
it felt like the One Piece crew, like they had a little banter
when they're making fun of Nami because Sanji was flirting with her, and you know,
would you like this too, girl?
Usopp was saying like, "Oh, Nami have a boyfriend," or like, and Zoro was like, "Oh, madam," you know. I was like, okay, the chemistry between the crew. I love this.
I think right then, at least for the English cast, that's when you really start to see their personalities come out too. You know, that's when you start to see them interacting. Yeah. And I'm like, I always knew the more of them in a scene it gets to be, the better it's just going to feel.
I think it's because like this was the first time they didn't have danger like around them.
True.
And it's like the first time they got to relax and enjoy stuff.
This is the first time I think we've seen the crew relax in general in terms of, I mean, we see them relax at the end of arcs usually, sometimes at the beginning of arcs, but we just saw Usopp legit drinking and talking to the bar person like, yeah, you know, I did this, like telling his stories and just everyone kind of gets a little bit of extra time. And I love that about this. And I think we see that, correct me if I'm wrong, when Zoro, after Zoro gets defeated by Mihawk, was there a moment when everyone kind of got to talk to him?
That was like on episode 7, but not episode 7, I mean like episode 6.
Yeah, episode 6.
Before like Mihawk was appeared on the Baratie, we saw Mihawk like appearance first when he was just murdering everybody in the Don Creek armada. Like, oh my god, Mihawk looks so cool.
He looks
with
cool
with his blade with Yoru. Oh my god.
And wasn't that a switch too? Because don't the Don Creek don't they come to Baratie?
Mihawk, yeah. That was the big difference. Instead of Arlong going to Baratie, the Don Creek crew was was running away from Mihawk, from the Grand Line. And in this version, Mihawk just captured them and killed everybody except
he
for
murked
one
him
dude.
So hard. And they did a good job on his character. They did a good job on his costuming though. Homeboy,
Who? Mihawk?
Don Creek.
Don Creek.
For 0.5 seconds, he was on the screen. He was on there for like a minute, like 30
like,
seconds or
when,
something.
when Notorious Pirate come on the screen, you see their bounty, and then they interact with the bounty.
I
so
love
cool.
that crap. It's
I love
so
that so
good.
Much. We saw it with Alfida, Buggy, Kuro, and also Don Creek for like 1.5 seconds. It's just like, oh my god, this is so cool.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that was one of my favorite parts. I took some notes. I took some notes, but that one, yeah, dude, that's awesome. So yeah, I mean, the whole point is that, you know, this is how we get Sanji. We learn Sanji's story. Zeff was really, really cool. I liked how they kind of brought him to life, and including Sanji's story.
Oh my god, I feel like the casting director like have actual magic. Like how the hell did you find someone who looked exactly like Zeff? That's just like if they got someone like can you know eat the something who can like bring character to life. That's how they did it. Because Zeff looks amazing here.
And I think when we see it's like some of these other actors for a while, it's just like. I feel like everyone is like really in tune with their characters, and it's just like you said, it's a one-to-one sometimes, and it's kind of freaky. Even then when you're like, maybe he doesn't look like this person, like they do another angle, you're like, oh, that dude looks exactly like him now. I had that happen.
I mean, like
Kobe
also, like Kobe looks different but still feels like Kobe.
He feels like Kobe, like, oh, yeah. And I like how much Kobe more time right we get with him too. Like it's he really doesn't have that much importance in the early part of the manga. Let's just say he wasn't there.
We only
much.
Saw him like training with Garp for a bit, and then that's it. This episode was great. I like when Mihawk got challenged by Zoro. Like, you're Mihawk, and I followed your career. And too bad it's gonna end tomorrow. And like, because I'm telling you to do it. Like, okay, that's my boy right there.
He did his thing and almost got and got done too.
I love how the crew was like fighting. It's kind of feel like a bit like Water 7 when the crew was saying this feels kind of like it, because Nami was saying like, "Do your job as captain, because like Zoro gonna die if he fight the world's strongest stone man," and we see that Zoro almost died. And then that fight scene was great. Makeni did a great job.
And they did the spin too.
Promise to Luffy. Oh yeah, the spin. Oh my god. Yeah. That's another Santoro you move, right? Yeah. When Zoro made his promise to Luffy, I cried a little bit.
That second time, because he did it twice. He did it one time when he was the first one. Okay.
Yeah, the first one got me because like I will never lose again. It's like, oh shit.
And then that arm went down. Yeah. He said, "I'm gonna take a rest now." But I mean, like I said. For whatever reason, like I always thought Zoro was cool, you know, he was cool and all, but I never had as much of an attachment to him as I had in this live action. I don't know what it was, but like his stuff like really resonated, and I guess because the action scenes within it just really popped.
Like Yeah, because like in the live action, the from the first episode, Zoro is always cool. But when what's it called, the manga version and the anime version, Zoro was joking around with the crew before Mihawk come about. When he fight Mihawk and he lose like dramatically, he changed during that. After that, he was the serious Zoro. He was like, no more bullshit. I know what we're gonna fight in the Grand Line. I'm not gonna joke around anymore. I'm just gonna train. That's the difference between anime Zoro and this Zoro.
So that would make sense. And of course, you know, during that time when Luffy is just talking to Zoro, like, or when they're all trying to find words, Nami's reading him a story, and like I was like, I don't know if that actually happened in the anime or if it, like, I don't care, and I don't care.
Nami wasn't around when Zoro was dying in the anime,
because she had already gone. Yeah, but I just thought that was.
You know, like, what I like when Nami was reading the story was not about Nolan. I was like, oh my god,
that story that story. I was just like, but yeah, I mean, I look forward to some of those kind of changes going forward, seeing those things, because like it felt like there was more like crew members that normally didn't have certain interactions. You got to see what they probably would have done if their friend was hurt, you know. It's like, I wanted to check on him. Like, I wanted to make sure. Even Usopp was like, I don't know, man, he might not make it. Like, you might have to accept that, Luffy.
Also, Nami, like, and Zoro was fighting, like, they were fighting, like, why do you care about me? I'm not your friend.
Do
you care about me? Like,
yeah.
Why do you care about me? And Nami said, because I'm your friend, idiot. And then Zoro said, like, you said it yourself, you don't have any friend. And then, like, Nami was just heartbroken after that. Like, oh my god, this is so good.
Like,
the crew tension was there.
The crew tension was there for this whole little section. Was this was the first time after I finished episode 5, I said, I need to watch episode 6. This was the first time I had a binge reaction. I need to watch the next one. I need to watch the next one. And then when I got to episode 6 and finished it, I'm like, oh man, if I don't stop, I'm gonna watch it all tonight. Watch it. And these are long episodes too. Like, it's great. They're long episodes. They ain't short.
I watch all this in 8 hour sitting with my someone. But 8 hours watching this, my head was hurt after it. I was like, okay,
you probably were hurt. You need to rest or eat some food or something.
It was eight. No, I was eating too. Like, you know, we took break, but yeah, it was great. I just cannot stop watching it.
It's great. And the next two episodes with Arlong, Nami, and everything coming to a head, I think that it was done. I didn't have any issues. Like, I mean, I think this is when
I heard that people who are like One Piece reader, One Piece fan, do have issue with this episode, like arc specifically, because the way they does Nami backstory. But I do
they did
feel
change
like
it. They did. So
because
here's the biggest thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the villagers knew Nami were doing this. Like, the head chief, he knew.
In the manga, they knew. In the manga, they knew.
Which
but
gives
in
it a whole
one,
different.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. They didn't know that she was that she was stealing on their behalf to buy the village back. But when the manga, the whole trick is that
even her sister, like, oh my god, this girl is a piece of shit.
Yeah, her sister wasn't hating on her like that. I don't remember.
This version, she legit tried to kill her with shovels. So, like,
she was like, bro. No. I was like, I don't think it was that deep. And so, like, for me, that stood out. And of course, like, the village chief guy, he wasn't as, I mean, he's a little bit younger even though, but,
didn't show his connection to Nami. I'm like, oh my god, I want that to happen too. But yeah,
there was a little bit of
that.
A weird,
I don't have any complaint, honestly.
Just for that part, I can definitely agree. Cause I was asking myself, like, why did they change that part specifically? Like, because for me, that part hit. Like, these motherfuckers knew. Like they
why
knew you
the,
were doing
why,
this.
Why, like, the chief having the pinwheel? Because Nami wasn't scared of him. When he have the pinwheel, they changed it. And they didn't have that interaction. It's like, oh my god. Why would they took that out? That was so sweet.
And I don't think like episode 7 didn't feel like they had to rush anything or cut anything. Episode 8, the Worst in the East, when they do actually like fight like the final showdown, a good chunk of it is fighting, but it definitely does feel more like an anime. in the sense that they did actually give them the, all right, the battle finished. Now we're going to go and have our drinks, maybe get some loot, talk a little bit. Yeah. And then after that, you know, Garp comes in just because they had to throw him back in there. That was a...
Yeah.
They had to do it. That's the tale that they're weaving. But
I do like this arc because of the specific scene, like, Luffy helped me. And like, okay.
Yeah, you knew it was coming. It looked exactly like the
Arlong. I thought they didn't gonna have to like stabbing herself. Like, okay.
Well,
thank God they have it.
I will say the stabby was there, but the blood was pretty.
The blood
was
there. The blood wasn't there.
I was like, they put some ketchup there. So it wasn't even ketchup level.
Also, after Luffy put his hat on Nami, and then it cut to like the crew in front of him, and dude, it exactly and the crew, looked like, oh my God.
When I saw right. when I saw these four men about to go do their business, I was like, for they crew, for they Nakama, bro, it felt.
Yeah,
it
all of them was post up too. I'm like, ooh. okay, that's it. They said right. Like, mm. I thought they were gonna say something else, but they took that line from the anime. They said right. Okay, that hit. I like that so much. Even though the scene was changed a bit because, like, instead of walking to Arlong Park,
it was
they
at
saw
night
that...
too.
Yeah, it was at night. All this and was at night. Now feelings like, were burning. Feelings were burning. Also, yeah. Instead of seeing the villager walking to their death, Nami broke down because she saw the village burning. I think that makes sense, but yeah. Even though they changed it a little bit, I still really love that scene.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean they really pulled it off. I think they did a lot of good stuff with Nojiko and then like Bellmare. Like I always like that little story, and it just felt like I don't know if I think I remember Luffy ripping up the maps or wasn't there?
Luffy was destroying Nami's room in Arlong because in Arlong, that room make Nami sad.
Yeah,
it was the source of Nami trauma.
And
that's what
this,
he was destroying.
And
it.
In this one, he was destroying the work so that he's like, well, guess what? You ain't sailing nowhere with your maps because I'm about to destroy the maps.
And also because it's how Luffy defeat Arlong to drop the whole building on
Arlong. The axe kick, man. I was like, please let me get the axe kick. Please. You know it's going.
The best move in the whole series, like the Gatling gun. Oh, my God.
In the Gatling. I like how they actually let it rock for a little bit too. It's very quick because I'm like, they put some CG on this, but they let it rock and it looked really good. I think Arlong, I gotta say, like Arlong, the biggest change, and I don't, because like I said, this was X amount of years ago. I don't remember Arlong trying to start up the revolution this hard.
Oh yeah.
Arlong being Malcolm X, bro. Human. But once again, they're trying to sow seeds for, I guess, when they get the Fishman Island.
Oh yeah, because we didn't get what's up? Fishman was kind of like, you know,
you don't get it.
Was a slave too, like people, like human was come back to that's racial like tension between human and sea fish. I mean, like fishman.
The fishman.
We didn't see that. Yeah.
You don't get it until
in the anime. In the left
Kami?
We see that.
I think it's Kami.
Until Sabaody.
Yeah. That's basically like I said, essentially halfway around this area. Like, and I know we talked about this before. Where would we like for it to go? And we're like, just if they can get to halfway, we'll be happy.
I thought that like it never gonna go until like post like probably like the Dressrosa. I don't think it will reach that, but I do feel like it's either Marineford. It's, or like after the time skip and then it just end.
I think maybe they gonna, if they do post time skip, it'll be like, oh, and 2 years later they come back and they have the crew reunite and they're like, and now we continue our adventure kind of thing. And if you want to finish, you know, you can keep reading or watching elsewhere.
I don't think it will end at Marineford though, because I don't want the show to end while the crew was split apart. I don't want that.
I think they'll come back together, but just for like a brief.
It'll
skip the training arc. Like, it'll skip all the training scenes and such, and it'll just come back 2 years later. And it'll just be like them getting together on the island. I don't know.
I just want this show to be around. I just want this show to be around for a long time.
If it goes, does go that long, it'll actually outlast the One Piece manga. Because that's how much content they got to go. And what we're kind of seeing is, unless Netflix gives them more than 8 episodes, which they could, we're going to get 2 episodes an arc or for a character. So we got two episodes for Chopper. We got 2 episodes for I'm debating if they do 2 or 3 episodes for Alabaster, but I think it's 2 episodes for Alabaster. And then we have, somehow we got to get 2 episodes with Nico Robin's, probably 3 episodes, because there's multiple things happening there. But do you go to Sky Pia? Do we go to the Sky Island?
I do feel like if they're going to cut an arc, Sky Pia will be it.
Sky Pia gets cut.
If they do going to cut an arc, I'm not going to complain if they skip Sky Pia.
The first episode is probably going to them, because they have to go to, it's the red line, right? They cross the red line to go to the grand line. We got to get the whale. We got to get a whale, buddy.
The first episode is going to be Lockdown. And then
we get Blackbeard.
Wait, was it Laboon? Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, no. Blackbeard wasn't in Lockdown. Blackbeard was in before Skypiea. In Jaya.
Okay. I was thinking he was in one bar. He was just like in the back.
In Lockdown, there's like Smoker, Buggy, Alfida, and Dragon. Dragon. Right. I wonder how they gotta do for Dragon.
I don't even know if we even need to see Dragon. I don't even know if we need to see Dragon. But yeah, that's right, because Zoro in Lockdown, doesn't Zoro get his swords fixed in Lockdown?
Yeah, Zoro got his 2 other swords in Lockdown.
And he has to fight Steel Man. Gotta beat
Steel. You know that cursed sword scene gonna hit.
Yeah.
When he like throw the sword in the air.
Yeah, so Logtown for 2, Chopper for 2, Alabaster for 2.
Yeah.
2, 4, 6.
That's like a lot happening in Alabaster. Four, I do still, six. I feel like they're going to do 3? More episodes in Alabaster. There's going to be more episodes because Whiskey Peak too. Whiskey Peak was before Chopper, right? Yeah, Whiskey Peak was before Chopper. I forgot about Whiskey Peak. So they're probably going to do Whiskey Peak too. And then like Alabaster like 3. Maybe
3, if it does 3, and then there's just like 1 episode. I think there's always gonna be that 1 intro episode, like we have.
That's gonna be like the ending of Alabaster with the goodbye, and they're gonna play the original VR. If they do
again, again, keep playing it.
Yeah, just keep playing it.
So yeah, that's pretty much all the episodes, and like I said.
The barrel skin, the barrel scene at the end where the crew made their like dream, dream. I think that was perfect planned with the kid version of themselves too. I was like,
reminded themselves of what they were wanted to be, and it was just like, and it reminded us too. Like if you're a fan, like honestly, like I said, I had forgotten some of their dreams. Like like Nami wanted to be the best navigator, I think, and best swordsman.
Draw the map of the world.
Draw the map.
And Nami wants that, and Sanji, All Blue, Zoro.
I'd forgotten about the All Blue.
All Blue, yeah. They thought it was all the All Blue.
There's just because there's so much in the past 20 plus years that's happened. It's just like. And ain't none of them actually have, I mean, besides Zoro just getting stronger, I don't think I've seen Nami touch a map to draw in a minute, bro. She's drawn in the background.
Just fighting.
She's drawn in the background.
Yeah.
Usopp has gotten stronger. Usopp is doing it. And Sanji, I mean, I don't know when he goes to the All Blue, but all I guess we all have to go there. We all have to go there because.
Yeah. I mean, like, my theory about the All Blue, I feel like at the end, red line is gonna be destroyed, and then the sea gonna merge to make the All Blue.
To make the All Blue.
That's how they probably gonna do it.
Oh, that sounds cool. But, that sounds good.
The barrel scene, and then we are playing again.
Dude, like, the we are at the end, the very last part.
And I was crying again.
I did cry. I had a little tear come down, and I was like, yeah, this was this was a ride. And I got to say, like, I keep looking at the show like, okay, for people who have never heard of One Piece, and they come in watching it, the only thing that I was ever concerned about is if they can get into the character of Luffy. Yeah. And that make it to the first episode. If you can make it to the first and second episode, I feel like
the first episode was good. And then I saw Luffy was trending for like 3 days straight.
Yeah, he was trending. The fandom is real, man. You know, we outweigh the Marvel
like
and
seeing
comics.
Like all of this good reaction to One Piece and like you know, the top 10 show in the 84 country. I was like, oh my god, it's kind of make me emotional because. I don't know. I want One Piece to be acknowledged by like all people around the world, and I this is like the is. Only chance it can get.
This
yeah.
is yeah. This is the biggest chance, and I feel like this is the biggest. This is the for Netflix, right? If I'm looking at it from Netflix's perspective, obviously a season two. We got Smoker at the end, you know, and all these things teams for Smoker. Lockdown. When that smoke hit, I was like, "Ooh, I'm about to see my boy. Let's go."
I do wonder if they're gonna get like a bigger actor for like in season two.
I think they just can't get. I just think that they can't get big people anymore that look like them. Because
bigger actor, like bigger name, like you know. Like Jamie Lee Curtis want to play Dr. Kureha.
I think they grant that. I hope they grant that one because she's been
that would be so good
on record for that for years, right? Mm. But I kind of hope they kind of keep the no names in this mug because they got to save money somewhere. But
because
the main cast they're gonna be getting they bread about to go up. They're about to get bread and butter. And then they're gonna get jelly after this. It's the thing I worried about was I was like, man, you know, and I'm glad Luffy was trending because I was like, can people really get into like a character this simple anymore? Like, he just wants to be king of the pirates, and he wants to find the One Piece, specifically the One Piece. I don't know why they have it like this, but I mean, when we think about shonen manga today. There's dream characters with dreams are dead. They rarely exist. Everything's very serious, and this is just it's something that I don't know if One Piece started today. I don't know if it hangs in there, if it goes to the back of Jump and we never hear from it again. Yeah. But it was started during a time when Ichigo didn't have a dream. I don't know what that kid had. Two characters had a dream. Him and Naruto, man. Him and Naruto pushing hard, and Light had a dream too. But that was very gruesome. It's very grim. But you know, it's just I like that era of Jump. I like that kind of character.
Yeah.
People who can see good in others and stand up for what's wrong for what's right in the world, and like I feel like that's what our world today. Why am I about to cry? Dang. I feel like that's what our world today is missing. I'm not going to lie. Like, anytime I say Luffy's a prez, I mean it. Because, like, he says it even in this adaptation. He's like, that's my friend, bro. That's my friend. You don't hurt my friend.
I do, like, Luffy is, like, my favorite character of all time. Because, like, the way he does things, the way he sees things, like, you know. The way he can understand people suffering,
it's like people. You shouldn't have to.
The perfect guys are right here.
Like when he walks into Nami's village, he's like, "Who did this?" And then like I think Zoro or Sanji's like, "This isn't normal. Like the way that this building is toppled over, this isn't normal." He's like, "Arlong,
in the original version, he doesn't even know who Arlong is.
He doesn't.
But he know that Arlong make Nami sick, so he pants that gate and asks. Who the hell is Arlong? Where is Arlong? He doesn't even know what he looks like, but you know, where is Arlong?
That's our boy, man. Right, he's like, I don't know who this dude is, but he does the same thing with the Celestial Dragons. I don't give up who you are. This is my friend, and they are not for sale. You better step back. I watched that scene so many times.
And since like Luffy's happy-go-lucky and like Luffy is always like have his way at the end. Luffy is always like, you know, always cheer people up. That's why like when Luffy was depressed over like you know, stuff after Marineford, it also broke me. It also like it's also pained me looking Luffy feeling like that. I'm like, damn dude, I do hope like Luffy get to his way again. When I first was reading this the chapter when Luffy was depressed and all that shit, I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna change Luffy. This is gonna change who he is, but he didn't change it. He just mature up from it. He know what his mistake was. It was 2 weeks, so he's like, you know, I'm not gonna be weak anymore. I'm gonna train for 2 years straight. And yeah, that's why what I love about Luffy.
Yeah.
I hope
other people understand that about the character. I think they'll understand it about the other characters, because they're, like I said, they have more human elements to them. They're not simple per se. You know, Usopp has something he's fighting for, or kind of a, you know, an attachment like somewhere. And same
Sanji
thing with
too.
Sanji
is much more have more depth instead of being like this perfect cook.
Yeah.
And then Zoro too. And like, oh my god, I just love these guys. I hope like we get to see that live action, man. I need to see Chopper, I need to see Frankie.
Yeah, you already know how Chopper's gonna look. We have to look. I think I don't know if they do. Look, if they go halfway, we get to Marineford, and then we get to the 2 year arc, we just get like, you know, we just get after that, right? And it's like, okay, no Fishman Island, whatever. If we get there, that's the dream. But if we don't, we just get CP9 at that point? CP9, yeah. We get that conclusion with Sogeking and all that stuff right there, and they say, all right, man, we're going to drop you off right here.
As long as all of the Straw Hat crew got their live action version, I mean, like,
that's
also
the most,
Jinbei too,
yeah.
That's the goal for me, to see, like, all the live action version of Straw Hat Pirate with Brooks, Frankie, and
you know, it took me a while to remember what Brooks was there for. And I was like, oh, he's the bard. He's the bard.
Yeah. Like the musician. Yeah.
I forgot the man was the bard. But if we get Brooks, that means we go to Thriller Bark.
Yeah. Oh,
and everyone I'm one of the few people who actually likes that arc.
Thriller Bark, yeah. I a lot of do people don't want like it. I do want it to get live action, because like, you know, nothing happened. Oh, that's gonna be so good in the live action. that's gonna hit so much. But I found a tweet like summarizing like Oda writing, like this tweet said, modern shonen is too worried about trying to meet the tired tropes or creating an iconic aesthetic without any fundamentals, because you have to write an Arlong Park before attempting to write a Marineford. I was like, oh my god, that hits so good for like that summarizes how like the modern shonen manga,
it's true.
The Shonen Jump, I mean, yeah,
look,
magazine.
Look, just look at them. Like, I mean, if you think about it, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, you have to write an Arlong Park first, man, before attending to Marineford. You cannot do. You cannot have
Neverland.
Marineford without Arlong Park, without the Syrup Village. Without any slow.
Well, I think you. Oh, there's a little bit of a difference, right? So those three, they ended in like what, 4 years? Like they're very, very, very much like, okay, we did it. We did our thing. You'd expect them to keep going or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just something that changed. Like they don't feel confident that they can do it. Like, because that buildup that Oda has, he built a world. And
he built
a world just like James Cameron. Like I put him and James Cameron, like, yo, bro, like when I look at Avatar, I'm like, I know that there's an ecosystem here. I know that there's like a history behind
like
all these
Oda
people.
World building is like on par with Tolkien.
Yeah, yeah. And I just like, yeah, and we can say like, you don't even need
have
to have the
legend,
world building for that.
It has its own like event that just changed the world. It has its own like, you know, like powerful people that we didn't even get to see. But that's how the story building in Oda thing.
for anyone who wants to get into One Piece. I told my friend, it's like anything you watch here, if it takes you 10 years to get to where you need to get to, just remember, it's going to come back. You will get your payoff and you will continue to get another payoff. Like it's so deep.
I think the thing with One Piece, like, it's always payoff after payoff. That's why it's so worthy to read One Piece, to watch One Piece, to experience it. And like, I got a couple people who was asking me, wait, hey, should I start One Piece after they finish the live action version? Because these are like people who are like not into anime at all. They're like normie, like people who have jobs, you know?
But, people who have jobs.
Yeah, they were asking me like, hey, can I, should I start One Piece? Am I gonna like it? I was like, yes, of course. This is, One Piece is more than a manga. One Piece is more like more than a shonen anime. This is like a story of a lifetime. You will not gonna get another One Piece in this lifetime because because how they build the world, how they build the character, how they tell story is impossible to do it in this like modern era. So like go read it before you never get the chance to read it.
Yeah. You won't. I mean, it's like we were talking about, and like Oda was saying, they just can't do it. They don't have the confidence, and it's one of those things. Like every generation or every whatever in everyone's life, right? You only get like one of these types of people or two in whatever category they're in. Like, there's only one Beatles. There's only one Michael Jackson. You know what I mean?
There's only one John Cena.
There's only one John Cena, or there's only one Rock. Know? Right? There's only so many of these people that come around. And for this, you know, for Oda, it's him, you know, our generation, it was like him, Kishimoto, right? At that time. Because, you know, Toriyama,
and
he already done
Toriyama, but Toriyama was
going.
Before our area,
He was before, he was before. But you get these people who inspire, like, legit, this man is Gold Roger. You're going to get, I think Shonen Manga might come back to the dream era, and what they're going to look at. They're going to look at this man One Piece and they say, that man was Gold Rogers. He was telling us, go get it. Go get it.
We got a generation of like manga artists who read One Piece. I feel like I'm confident they will end up like making something as great as One Piece. If like that generation of mangaka who are like growing up with One Piece, I'm like, I'm going to win this.
I think we did technically have one, and that was Fairy Tail. I think, no, every time I think of Fairy Tale, I go, what that fake Luffy doing? What's that fake Luffy doing over there?
Man,
what's that fake dragon Luffy doing?
I'm not gonna even say anything with Fairy Tale.
But did Fairy Tale not go a pretty long while?
Oh, it went pretty long.
It went pretty long.
It's too long.
There's only so many of them, but I mean, after this, we just got Conan left. Can we get a Conan live action again?
Conan live action, no way.
Put a Draimon in there too.
But yeah, the reception for this like live action has been really good. I'm so happy to see it happen. To see like these people like hard work paid off.
Paid off, yeah.
This past, I don't know, like week, I've been like just happy about everything. You know, because of One Piece live action, I just like, there's like, I don't know, there's like some positive vibes about these last few days.
Definitely. Yeah.
There's this wrestler called MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, the AEW world champion. He tweeted this out. I started watching this show on Netflix called One Piece. I'd never heard of it before. It's incredible. This is real TV. Not like that anime bullcrap everyone keeps trying to get me to watch. I hate anime. This, however, is an American original genuine piece of cinema. Genius. No, this guy is like a bad guy in wrestling. He's like a heel. He's like the villain. So that's why he
still like that. That's such good PR. That is such good PR.
He said, I hate anime. This, however, is an American original genuine piece of cinema. Oh my god. That is so good.
It's so good. Yeah. But I mean, I gotta say, they did an amazing job with it. The casting, the sets are amazing. The outfits. Every time they actually come out with an outfit, you already, if you're a fan, or if you know it, you actually know what they are actually wearing. You're like, oh, that was when they wore that.
Dudes. like some of them are like cover outfit, cover manga outfit, and some of them are like concept art. Nami, yeah, I feel like the first time Nami show up, that was a concept art outfit. I was like, oh my god, they did their job. They studied this.
They did their job, and I think the biggest thing though is that they worked with Oda, and we know Oda. This isn't new for us. We know whenever Oda touches something, especially in the past five, 6 years, there's definitely been a turning point when he's touched something after like Strong World or whichever movie it was.
Was it Strong World? Yeah, I think so. I know, like turned up. Film Red also does that.
Yeah, Film Red did
the
that.
The new One Piece game also have Oda influence. I mean, that game is like good, but you know, like in the game, like it's not that great, but it's good at least. It was decent.
It's a decent game, but I think they nailed everything else. There we go. Even with the art direction, I feel like anything he touches now, he's like, it has to be this way. And he said on record, like, One Piece, we can finally make it the way I envisioned it. The CG is there. I'm not going to let this come out and be just any old thing. And that's what separates it from the Death Note the Cowboy Bebop, from anything that we've seen, honestly. And I mean, there's also one other thing. Seeing some of these characters that I didn't know were black.
I didn't know Lakiru was black.
There's a whole bunch of characters you like. I didn't know. Because you don't know what they are anyway. You just don't know.
Because I know Nojiko is like... Nojiko's brown.
Yeah.
In the manga, at least. In the anime, at least, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But who didn't you know he's black?
Everyone. I'm gonna say everyone else. Also, but you know who I did know who was black? All the fishmen.
No, I saw the lips guy. He was white, I think. I was looking at the casting stuff, yeah. And then that the guy who was fighting Usopp was white. He's white. I mean, not was white. He's just not dead yet.
But what this goes to is that a lot of anime adaptations, or just in general, right? They don't show a world with everybody in it. Case in point, Final Fantasy freaking 16, right? No one else exists in that world. And, you know, for Lord of the Rings, that was the case until Amazon, you know, for their reasons, they changed it, right? And that's good on them. That's fine. Some fans hate it. But One Piece was always, and I tell this to people, One Piece was always a diverse world. A diverse world. And now that we get to see it popping out too, like, people, like, find your favorite person to cosplay and you got somebody.
Yeah.
Someone got somebody.
Oh, somewhere. I'm going to be so excited in Alabasta, you know, like Middle Eastern stuff.
I want to see my girl Vivi. You know, that's...
Oh, Vivi, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I always thought she was a 10th member of the crew. She's an honorary member.
She is.
But you know.
She is.
Man, I wish she hadn't stayed. I wish she had gone with him.
Yeah.
So...
That goodbye gonna get me cried again. I'm gonna cry again.
Yeah. I only had one complaint, and I hope you're not gonna watch this again, right? Anytime soon?
No, I will rewatch it in Japanese.
Okay, I don't know if you want me to tell you it. Tell
me.
Okay, it's very, 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 very minute. It's like, why the heck does anyone care about this? The way that it shot, the direction of like the cinematography,
zooming into the face,
I could not stand it.
Oh, you can't stand it?
They're trying to make it like a manga or something. I don't really know, but every shot, almost 80% of the shots or more, are a close up of the face straight on. The next person that they're talking to is a close up of the face, but from a down angle looking up at them. It goes back and forth. I've never seen something in a while where it's just like you have two people sitting at a table. You didn't show two people sitting at a table. And it really got to me when Nami actually... So in Usopp's arc, right? Nami has a dress on. She has like the China dress on. It's just like a red China dress. And
I do notice it, but like I don't mind it.
I got over it around like episode 6, but there's a point where they say, "Oh, Nami, like that's a nice dress you have on." And all you see is like from the bust up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so, but what it is when they have one character or like two characters, when it's, the set is smaller, they tend to default to that. When the sets become like outside or bigger, then they actually give you like a more normal, what you would think of as a normal way of filming. So for me, it hit me like, why? I know this is a choice. It's 100% a choice. Mm. But for whatever reason, like it just got to me. I don't know why, but
I don't have like any like that was the main thing. Like that was anything it. That I want to change. But the only thing I want to change is like the soundtrack. Maybe like include more like One Piece. Soundtrack.
We didn't even get. I want the
Overtaken. I just want Overtaken here. Yeah, that one. I just want that specific one to be in it. Maybe we'll get it next.
It has to be every time Luffy about to turn up. When he got beat down, he turned up again.
Yeah.
You know when it comes in too. That's the crazy thing.
In that OST like soundtrack, I just wanted to include more One Piece.
It's part of the main theme. At the end, I was like, oh, it's actually part of the main theme. You just have to get to it eventually.
Yeah. Oh, they have a different version. The main theme and then We Are. We Are is the one with the main theme and the We Are.
Oh, okay. So there's one with and without it. Okay.
Yeah. There's one without We Are and there's one with We Are.
I guess maybe the fact that they kind of avoid it does, in some ways, like, it makes it a little bit more normal, I guess. But, yeah, for us, we're like, bro, can we have a special request song?
Yeah. I just want Overtaken, man. That's the drum of liberation. We need that. That's important for the story.
It's classic, man. It's classic.
That's a classic right there.
Yeah, I mean, for me, if they can change the way it's shot, if enough people complain, I don't know. Like I said, I got over it. It took like 5 episodes to get over it. I thought I was crazy. I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy, I guess. But other than that, they did an amazing job. I don't think that they could have done anything better that I can think of. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah. I'm so happy it ended up being like this. It ended up having great. I'm just happy about it.
Now all of our friends who we've been telling for the past 10, 15 years, hey, you need to get into Wumpy, bro.
I guess someone who was like really doesn't want to get into One Piece, and I made him watch the One Piece live action, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna start the One Piece manga. Like, hell yeah, my victory.
That's what I'm saying, man. We know everyone that has done this journey, and everyone's like surpassed me now. I'm catching back up, but like they've all like when they start, they don't stop. They just keep going. They're like
they just keep going. This is good. I know a lot of people like that. You need to make the journey, man.
So, that's gonna be it for us this week.
How long was it? I feel like if we are trying to make it like a mini episode, I feel like it's longer than our regular episode.
It's actually longer. It's an hour and 23 minutes.
Okay.
Of us just gushing over One Piece, which surprise spoilers. You already knew we were gonna do it if you've been listening to the podcast long enough. You already know. But it could have turned out horribly. Like any other live action, there's always a chance that they want to interpret it something crazy. And next thing we know, Luffy had a gun. Just saying.
We avoided a disaster because, like, we wouldn't even acknowledge it if it was bad. I'm not even gonna acknowledge it. Oh yeah, what was you doing?
We ain't about to talk about this. We good.
Yeah, anything.
So, To everyone out there, go do yourself a treat. Go watch One Piece. Go read One Piece. Go, I guess you can listen to One Piece music too. It's actually really good. Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways to interact with it.
I genuinely think we are top five greatest song of all time.
we are. I like, was it Fight Together? The one Fight before Fight Together. Like, yeah, we fight together. Ding,
ding, oh, yeah, ding, yeah, I see. Ding.
That's because I have my three homies.
I like We Are, Brand New World. The new One Piece opening also was great.
I just got to the one in Wano where it's like, one with.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was like, oh, Lord.
That's also like, that's also the guy who was.
It's still the same guy. He's done three.
Guy, yeah. We Are, We Go, and then that one.
We Go is fun.
One Dream.
One Dream. Well, I was like, oh man, I'm turning up already. Oh shit. Yeah. Woo. Every 10 years he's contracted. Almost 10 years, dang. I think it is almost every 10 years, no joke, man. I know it's not 10, but it's 26 years for the anime or something, was it? 20 anime, 20 years for the anime, 26 years for the manga.
I think was it like 2000? When is the anime?
It's 19 is. Wait, I don't know when is the.
I know like the manga is like 1998, and then anime is like 2000. I think One Piece anime released that. Oh, it was 1999. What about the manga then?
Is the manga 96 then or something?
97.
Okay.
December 24, 97. So basically 98.
Jeez.
Yeah. What an amazing journey we have on. Even this podcast or song, like One Piece.
Hey, we live to where we can just talk about One Piece. That's
I had an amazing weekend. I watched like AEW All In. That's like the great the biggest wrestling show of all time with 81,000 people, I think.
Oh wow!
And then it was a great show, and then I also got to play Armored Core. I didn't think I was gonna get into Armored Core at all this year, but I got into this game. Like,
I've been watching you play.
I've been like building mech, and like I'm not even like a big mech guy. I don't like mech. I'm usually like a Kamen Rider guy. You know, like Tokusatsu stuff. I'm not I'm not a mech guy. But when I play this game, it's just like so addicting. And I think it's because like I just like From Software game. I just feel like their game is always great. That's why.
It is a different beast.
Man, like fighting like all of these bosses is so satisfying.
I'm at this point where I'm like, game feel like boss rush mode, but I'm enjoying it. I don't care how many times they beat me down.
Just reached a New Game Plus, and in New Game Plus, there's also new route. There's also new mission. So I was like, oh my god, it's a new game. It's a new game. It's an actual new game. I'm excited for that. So I'm gonna get through New Game Plus, and maybe there's another New Game Plus.
There is.
Yeah. There is? Okay.
There's a plus plus.
Alright. So. Alright. I'm gonna play it the third time then. Yeah.
I'm hoping I can get to there as well, on stream at least. If not, I'll still keep playing it because it's different.
It's just so addicting, man. Like building like different mech with different guns. It's just,
get your bazookas out.
I didn't know I was gonna get into it, but I'm glad I got into it.
Now you can. Oh wait, that game's gone. Gundam Evolution. No, it's gone. It's about to be gone. Never mind.
I also finished Baldur's Gate 3. It was a great game. I'm thinking about like making a campaign with my friends.
They patched, what was it, like Korlach? Korlach's
ending. Yeah. I went back to that ending so I can get the new ending.
Okay. I heard it was much better or something. Like
it was much better because like in the first version, there's only two options. Either Korlach died or like Korlach went off to hell alone or like with somebody. Sounds but in this horrible. New version, you can like... Kala can go with you to hell, like the two of you like fighting hell together. Is that like Doom guy?
That sounds kind
of
sounds
it's
hype.
Like badass ending, you know, like
we'll be back next week for I guess probably a Tokyo Game Show kind of preview episode. And
when is Tokyo Game Show? 21.
It's the 21st. Yeah. So the week after, wait,
I'm in Santa 2 weeks for that. From now. Are you gonna go there again?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there for probably 2 days and to see what's on the show floor. I think there's some cool games out there from Bandai Namco, and I don't know what they'll have for Monster Hunter, but they'll announce the new Monster Hunter probably. I assume we get our too many games, because you know if they announce Monster Hunter whatever World 2 whatever, you know that game coming out next year, right?
Yeah, that's too much game coming out. I don't have time for this.
Thank goodness I don't care about Starfield, or at least enough to play it. I can just watch it and be happy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not feeling the combat. I watch like the combat stuff and like, this is Fallout.
It's Fallout. Like, I've never been a Bethesda combat person, so I'm like, yeah, you got Dragon Dogma 2 there.
I really dislike Bethesda combat.
I hope they get special.
I don't know, do something about combat, man.
I don't think they will.
But I heard like a lot of great stuff on Starfield. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, actually, like honestly, from what I've seen, outside of like, because I'm not like a resource gathering person or anything like that, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks nice. I was asking like my friend if I have to do resource gathering, and he said like,
you don't. I mean,
it's optional, but you know, like you can get stuff from it. I'm like, no, I don't care. I don't want resource gathering. I'm not. For it.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to go to other planets unless I have to.
Can the game like do it for me? You know, I don't want to gather stuff.
It can, but you have to build the base for it to do it for you. Which I'm like, I'm okay. And then it's like the building the ship part, and I'm like, I'm okay. But yeah. they have pre-built stuff, so as long as you get it, you know, it can be something. Anyways. We will catch you next week, everyone, for episode 178 of the Unknown Games Podcast. Make sure you go and watch some One Piece. Do not do any drugs and stay cool. It's hot outside. That's all I got. We'll catch you later. Peace.